Good evening, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernall. Yesterday, a violent EF3 tornado struck the Fox Valley area, causing significant damage across Menasha, Nina, and Appleton. The National Weather Service confirmed the tornado, which was described as extremely dangerous, touched down near Menasha and moved over Lake Winnebago, leaving behind a trail of destruction in its path. In response to the storm's impact, the city of Nina has declared a local state of emergency effective as of 5:30 p.m. Monday, allowing the city to coordinate resources and manage emergency efforts. Similarly, the city of Menasha has implemented a citywide curfew from 10 p.m. until 5 a.m., which will remain in effect until further notice, though it excludes those necessary for employment. The city of Appleton has also mobilized all departments to prioritize emergency response and assess damages. Residents in these communities are urged to prioritize their safety by staying away from damaged areas and downed power lines and by following official guidance. The recovery efforts following the recent tornado continue as the city of Menasha faces unprecedented damage. More than 11 neighboring communities have arrived to provide critical assistance with power restoration. Currently, crews are focused on clearing lines and disconnecting services to houses, a necessary step before rebuilding can commence. Additionally, contractors are on site to help with the complex task of repairing transmission lines to the substations. Due to the failure of the Menasha water plant, service has been successfully connected to the city of Nina to ensure continued water access. The recovery is expected to take several days, and residents are asked for their continued patience as crews work nonstop to restore city services. Governor Tony Evers today signed Executive Order No. 300, declaring a state of emergency as communities throughout eastern Wisconsin experienced severe storms yesterday. "We are continuing to assess the devastation and destruction Wisconsin is seeing, especially in the Fox cities, and we are committed to doing everything we can to help every family, business, and community affected recover," said Governor Evers. "This emergency declaration will ensure every available resource is deployed so we can respond quickly to the needs on the ground. And I want to thank the neighbors, emergency and first responders, local partners, and volunteers who are already working to help to restore essential services, clean up neighborhoods, and assess the damages. Together, we will recover and recover stronger, and I ask everyone to keep the families and communities affected in your thoughts over the coming days and weeks as they rebuild." Currently, multiple fire services, law enforcement, public works, utilities, volunteer organizations, and other emergency response agencies have deployed to assist the public and recovery operations in the affected areas. The State Emergency Operations Center was elevated to a level 3 on Monday, and Governor Evers' declaration of a state of emergency will help ensure state agencies, local partners, utilities, and emergency management officials can continue working together and respond quickly to damage and effects caused by the severe weather. Wisconsin Emergency Management, a division of the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs, has been working with counties to assess damage and determine resources needed to speed recovery efforts. Executive Order No. 300 is available on Governor Evers' website and is effective immediately. The Adams County Sheriff's Office is currently under investigation following an officer-involved shooting that resulted in the death of a 48-year-old Hancock man Monday at approximately 5:09 p.m. Deputies responded to a 911 call from a resident in the 600 block of 3rd Avenue who reported their neighbor was, quote, "going crazy and waving a firearm." Upon arrival, law enforcement encountered a male subject matching the caller's description standing in a field with a handgun. Despite repeated verbal commands from an Adams County deputy and a Town of Rome police officer to drop the weapon, the individual refused to comply and retreated toward his residence. Shortly after, the subject exited his home while still holding the firearm and approached the deputy. The deputy discharged one round from a department-issued rifle, striking the subject. Law enforcement immediately rendered first aid and summoned Washera County EMS to the scene, but the subject succumbed to his injuries and was pronounced deceased. The handgun was recovered at the scene. Pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 175.47, the Columbia County Sheriff's Office has been tapped to lead an independent investigation, assisted by the Sauk, Marquette, Washera, and Juneau County Sheriff's Offices. Both responding officers were equipped with body-worn cameras and driving marked camera-equipped squad cars. All involved agencies are cooperating with the investigation, and the Adams County deputy has been placed on administrative assignment per department policy. The Wisconsin State Patrol, Adams County Medical Examiner's Office, Plainfield Fire Department, and Adams County District Attorney's Office are also providing assistance. The subject's identity is being withheld pending next of kin notification. The Richland County Executive and Finance Standing Committee met Monday to address a range of administrative, facility, and development issues. Discussion opened with concerns regarding IT infrastructure, as members reported difficulties with form submission caused by outdated software and restrictive email policies. To address these challenges, the committee plans to invite IT staff to a future meeting to explore system improvements. The committee also evaluated several development proposals, most notably a plan presented by Marty Richards to transform a portion of the Ash Creek Forest into an ATV-UTV park. The committee explored the potential for revenue generation through a limited permit system, alongside broader concepts such as integrating mountain biking and other recreational activities. Expanding utilization of county resources was a recurring theme, with members highlighting a need for increased camping capacity and the implementation of online registration. Discussions regarding the fairgrounds indicated that the site is currently well-suited for motorsports, though it faces limitations regarding shade and strategic planning. The committee identified significant potential for corporate sponsorships and agreed that researching other venues could provide valuable insights. Additionally, the committee noted that the Tourism Board has transitioned to an independent status, which is expected to provide greater flexibility for pursuing new projects and boosting overnight stays. Financial and facility planning remained a priority. The committee discussed reviewing the actual numbers reserved for non-mandated services to better inform upcoming budget decisions. Furthermore, funding for facility improvements faced scrutiny after HVAC upgrade costs for the Simon Center and the Community Service Building exceeded expectations. Consequently, the committee postponed further action on the Comprehensive Facility Improvement Plan until their next meeting. Greater Richland Tourism met yesterday to discuss several key updates for the area. During the meeting, the board approved tourism grants to support the Wheels of Time event and the Crime Stoppers Murder Mystery Weekend. Additionally, attendees received updates regarding kayaking opportunities on the Pine River and discussed the potential development of an off-road ATV park in Richland County. Tourism Director Marty Richards also reported that another township is currently considering the adoption of a room tax, a move that would enable the township to retain 30% of the generated revenue. The National Night Out is a substance-free event dedicated to fostering a safe, healthy, and genuine community spirit for residents of all ages. This year, the festivities have moved to a new location at the Richland County Fairgrounds. On August 4th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., attendees can enjoy a wide array of family-friendly activities, including a canine 5K run or walk, live music, and various food trucks. The event also features exciting demonstrations from first responders and local fire departments, making it a perfect evening for community engagement and fun. Richland Center City Police Chief Billy Jones and Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter were our guests today on the morning show. Chief Jones talked about why he looks forward to this event each year.
You know, just getting the community together, keeping it light, you know, talking a little shop with the community, talking about, you know, our vehicles and what specialties that we see, but really, you know, just connecting with people, you know, just seeing faces we haven't seen for a while, you know, remembering names we haven't spoke a while, you know, we haven't talked to people, and just seeing everybody have a good time.
Sheriff Porter looks forward to time shared with fellow first responders and looks forward to a possible pie in the face to raise money for future events.
A lot of times we don't get together with the fire departments and EMS outside of an event, right? Outside of some sort of crisis. So besides engaging with the community, it also gives us as first responders an opportunity to just go have some fun together as well, right? So yeah, it's a great event. This pie in the face thing, you know, show a little bit more of our human side, right? And then raise some money to help sustain the event.
In addition to local canine officers, squad cars, and other emergency vehicles, MedFlight will also be on hand, weather permitting, at the National Night Out, August 4th, at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Congressman Derek Van Orden has introduced two new pieces of legislation aimed at enhancing security at Veterans Affairs facilities and providing medical support for retired federal working dogs. The first, the VA Police Security Enhancement Act, focuses on bolstering safety protocols. This act seeks to expand the definition of VA property under federal law and grant VA police officers broader security responsibilities. It also promotes coordination with local law enforcement, updates facility security, increases oversight, and creates a dedicated account for staffing and training needs. Van Orden emphasized that these measures are essential to ensure the safety of the veterans who rely on these facilities. The second proposal, the Canine Hero Act of 2026, establishes a federal grant program to assist nonprofit organizations with the veterinary costs of caring for retired federal working dogs. These animals have served alongside military, law enforcement, and homeland security personnel, and the legislation acknowledges their contributions by supporting the organizations that provide their post-service care. As a 26-year Navy SEAL veteran and a member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, Van Orden continues to focus on advocacy for both veterans and their families. Vital statistics, right after this.